Mission Network News, two-minute version, Saturday, July 24, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A partnership between Operation Mobilization and Wycliffe Bible Translators is expected to encourage short-term missions and Bible translation. It's called Spectrum, and it was signed Monday by OM's USA President Rick Hicks and Wycliffe USA President Bob Creason aboard the Dulos ship in France. Creason is excited about this new initiative.
We believe that there are a number of OM people that would be interested in Bible translation, and Rick has opened up the door for us to place people on the ships to see if some of those people who are completing their service on the Dulos might be interested in Bible translation in the future, and we'll be doing some training opportunities on ship to expose people to those opportunities.
The need for translators couldn't be greater.
There's 2,737 Bible translations need left in the world, and we're hoping that OM will provide some of the people that will help complete that task.
Pray that God would encourage many young people to join Spectrum and that God would move in their hearts to go on the field full time. And as vacation Bible schools are being held all over the United States, one rural church in Michigan took it on the road. Ann Bishop is brand new with Mission Network News. She handles our short-term mission trips on our website. She was a sponsor, joining the youth from her home church, the First Baptist Church of St. John's.
We did VBS for an inner-city church daycare every morning. We went to different organizations to help serve food in homeless shelters, men's shelters. We prepared meals for the elderly.
While no children came to Christ during their time away, Bishop believes seeds of the gospel were planted. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter, click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. The next newsletter is due out next month. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.